Hezbollah versus the state sponsors of terrorism. The Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, PGCC, is following Washington, Paris and Tel Aviv by declaring as terrorists a political and military force that resists Israeli aggression in southern Lebanon, known as Hezbollah. The US, France, Israel, the Netherlands, Australia and Canada declared Hezbollah a terrorist organization. The European Union, the United Kingdom and New Zealand declared that only Hezbollah's military division is a terrorist organization. The PGCC includes Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. On record, the PGCC consists of Western-sponsored patsies who have some of the world's worst human rights violations and has sponsored numerous terrorist organizations, including Daesh and Al-Qaeda. Al Jazeera interviewed PGCC Secretary General Abdul Latif Al Zayani, who said the militia recruited young people for terrorist acts, although it's on record that Saudi regime and Turkey, along with the US, have supported Daesh and other terrorist organizations. Hezbollah is a very, very popular organization based in Lebanon, which has political support from Iran since the 1980s. When Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982 under the pretext that the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, was firing Katyusha rockets from southern Lebanon, Hezbollah launched a guerrilla war against the Zionist regime, which occupied a strip in southern Lebanon. The occupation lasted until 2000, and then the Shab'a Farms conflict occurred. Naturally, skirmishes took place between both sides until the 2006 Lebanon War began. Hezbollah tries its best to provide social services and health care for the Lebanese people, and at the same time, they must remain cautious because an undeclared nuclear power that has gone to war with most of its neighbors on various levels and who is also known to commit genocide against the Palestinians is close to their borders. Hezbollah is a resistance organization against Israel, which keeps destabilizing West Asia and North Africa and breaking sovereign nations within those regions into smaller nations that they can easily dominate. Anyone who thought Hezbollah was in difficulties because it has sustained losses in the Syrian war is mistaken. Hezbollah has now accumulated 3 years of battlefield experience and has greater military capabilities and considerable confidence. The Zionist regime premier Benjamin Netanyahu warned UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in 2012 that in a future war against Hezbollah, Israel would have to hit homes in villages across southern Lebanon from which Hezbollah would seek to launch rockets into Israel. Hezbollah has been fighting in Syria against the Western-created Daesh and al-Nusra terrorist groups. In an interesting turn of events, MintPressNews.com reported how Hezbollah and Christians are united in the fight against Daesh or any other terror group in Lebanon's southern border. Citing Lebanese sources, Joseph Farah's G2 bulletin says Christian villages in the Beqa Valley area of Lebanon are forming militias to join Hezbollah fighters already engaging Daesh and the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Jabhat al-Nusra front in the Syrian Qalamun Mountains opposite villages in central and eastern Beqa. Rifit Nasrallah, a Catholic businessman who is part of the militias fighting Daesh in Ras Belbek, discussed the alliance with Hezbollah in an International Business Times report. He said, "We are in a very dangerous situation. The only people who are protecting us are the resistance of Hezbollah. The only one standing with the army is Hezbollah. Let's not hide it anymore. The Zionist regime is in preparations for another war with Hezbollah for some time because they do not want to suffer another defeat, since every attempt to remove the Assad government has failed, which led to a ceasefire brokered by Russia and the US. If the regime in Tel Aviv decides to launch another war against Hezbollah, it will be much more violent, with massive civilian casualties on both sides of the border. Hezbollah is well prepared, since they are the first line of defense against any Israeli attack on Lebanese territory. The next war will be much more violent than the 2006 conflict because there is an urgency to keep the momentum going by continuously destroying Syrian towns and cities and make Syrian life a living hell. The child killer Zionist regime knows that when the US empire collapses, their military and financial aid would end. The regime has its back up against the wall because they have limited time to establish their geopolitical goals, which poses a danger for their region. Geopolitically, Hezbollah is a big dam against the US Zionist regime, Turkey, and the PGCC in removing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Hezbollah defeated the Zionist regime in 2006 and now has the expertise in how to deal with it or an influx of Daesh terrorists. But one of the main reasons the PGCC wants to destabilize Lebanon and eliminate Hezbollah is to weaken Iran's power in the region. Labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization justifies an all-out attack against the organization, and it allows for the total destruction of Lebanon under the bogus war on terror. In an editorial by www.gulfnews.com titled "Hezbollah Pays the Price for Backing Iran," which claims that Iran is interfering with the Arab world, we read, "Iran has been guilty of gross interference throughout the Arab world, against which the Saudis have finally taken a firm stand. It is time all Arabs recognize their Arab identity and stop working for Iranian forces. By being declared a terrorist organization, Hezbollah is paying the price for supporting Iran." The US, the fabricated Zionist regime, and the PGCC want to stop Iran's influence over West Asia. Saudi regime and now Turkey want to dominate West Asia, taking their orders from Washington and Tel Aviv. According to the Fars news agency, Ayatollah Sayed Ahmad Khatami rightly said, "The PGCC has declared the Hezbollah resistance group as a terrorist group, while we know that they are moving along the path of normalizing ties with the Zionist regime, and what they have done is exactly an execution of the Zionists' orders. I would also add that the PGCC took orders from their Western counterparts, including the United States and the United Kingdom." He reiterated that Lebanon owes its security to Hezbollah and said, "Had there not been Hezbollah, Lebanon would have been in the hands of Israel now. I agree, especially when Israel is looking to expand its territory to create a greater Israel." Declaring Hezbollah a terrorist organization is the first step in launching a new war on Lebanon's southern border. The idea is to defeat Hezbollah at all costs so that the US, Turkey, and the PGCC can weaken the Syrian government. That would allow enough time to rebuild Daesh and other terror groups to remove its president, Bashar al-Assad, but with Russia and Iran in the picture, that will never happen. What is inevitable is another war between the child killer regime in Tel Aviv and Hezbollah. Timothy Alexander Guzman was the writer of the article you heard. He is an independent researcher and writer with a focus on political, economic, media, and historical topics.